time for the shot caller question of the day. Young Jeffrey has come in studio with a hat full of names. We'll draw a name out of the hat to see who will put on the shock collar this morning. They're asked a trivia question. If they get it right, they don't get shocked. Jeff does because he asked a terrible question. If they get it... Is that right?
Yeah, you'd say.
Yeah, you were there.
Dude,
I go into
yourself.
Autopilot every time because I say it the same way every single day, and then I don't even know what I said. Anyway, if you get it wrong, you get shocked to the song that you want us to sing. Text in at 78592. What song do you want to hear from the person who gets shocked today? Jose has drawn a name out of the hat because he had the shock collar last. Who'd you get?
I got myself. Dang it.
All right. Jose's got the shock collar while he's putting that on. Jeff, please read Jose the shock collar question of the day.
Back in 1962, a brand new breakfast cereal was introduced to the American public, and the company wanted to advertise their product to children, so they approached the creator of one of the most popular cartoon shows of the time, Rocky and Bullwinkle, and they asked the creator to make a new mascot for their brand, so he did. And the character was a huge success. Today, the cereal makes over $60 million a year, and to this day, the mascot is still featured on their boxes. Which cereal is it?
Whoa.
It's a creative Rocky and Bullwinkle. So it's gotta be a cartoon that looks very, like, 60s, 70s style.
Yeah, right, old school. So an older mascot. Obviously, the first mascot, the most popular mascot of cereals, is Tony the Tiger. But I don't think that that's...
I don't think it's in the same vein, like the same drawing style. Like, when you were thinking of... Like, if I think of the way Rocky and Bullwinkle look, the one that matches for me in my head is Count Chocula.
Hmm. That's interesting.
Okay. I could see that. What about... is the rabbit named Trix?
Yep.
Oh, yeah. See?
Trix the rabbit?
So that's true. I gotta start thinking like you guys are. Something that's drawn similarly to Rocky and Bullwinkle. I would say the Trix bunny.
Oh, Trix kind of makes sense though too, because it's, you know, Rocky and Bullwinkle both animals. Trix the bunny is an animal.
Yeah, so it's probably also an animal. Oh, what's the bird? What's the bird name?
Toucan Sam.
Toucan Sam. Jubal knows. Sorry, I got excited.
The bird.
I'm like, what bird? I don't know what you're doing. Why are you yelling at us?
I got excited. The Toucan Sam, that's another animal. But I think Trix makes the most sense because it looks most similar to the drawing of Rocky.
So you think so? I feel like Count Chocula is like so 70s
but
looking.
But it's not detailed. Count Chocula's too detailed. I think he just...
Trix kind of looks like a 60s swinger bunny to me. He always
has. I can see that. I can see him at a disco.
I'm going to go Trix. Trix bunny.
Back in the 1960s, Quaker Oats asked the creator of the TV show Rocky and Bullwinkle to make a mascot for their new cereal, so he did. In fact, they developed a whole TV show around the new character that was featured during Saturday morning cartoons.
Oh.
It was so popular with kids that supermarkets couldn't keep the cereal in stock, and to this day, it's one of the most popular breakfast items in the world, all thanks to the old 1960s cartoon TV show, The Adventures of Cap'n Crunch.
Oh, stay, Captain Crunch.
Wow.
And that's your favorite, Jubal?
Yeah, love it. I like to get it nice and soggy on the top of your mouth.
The roof of your mouth.
I'm serious. Isn't that your favorite cereal?
Well, Grape Nuts is my favorite.
Oh, okay.
But Cap'n Crunch is good, too.
I don't know what Grape Nuts is.
Any cereal that's supposed to be crunchy, but you can let it sit in milk and get soggy, I love it.
Okay.
Which is basically, I think, every cereal.
Anyway,
Jose got it wrong, and somebody wanted to hear the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, so you can sing that before you get shocked.
Now, this is a story all about how my life got flipped, turned upside down, and I'd like to take a minute to sit right there and tell you how I became the prince of a town called Bel-Air. Ow! I knew it was going to happen there.
Today's show was produced by Steve Big Hand Boyd and Jeff Little Hand DeBoe. Have a good one. We'll see you later.